Hey, how's it going? Welcome to the first ever episode of the Hoop Central podcast. I am your host, Nakeem. Alongside with me is my boy, Malik. Malik, say what's going on.
Hey, what's going on, everyone? My name is Malik Mehta Marrera, a.k.a. M3. We're about to see some M3 NBA predictions up in here. We're going to get some fire. But on my boy, on the right here, is the one and only...
Justin Pierce, man, I'm here. It's going to be a good show, you know, sit back, kick back and listen. And, you know, your predictions matter too, but we're going to try to give you the best NBA content there is.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. And we also have another host. His name is Stetson. He's currently downing 3 junior chickens right now, so he'll be with us very shortly. But
like a true Toronto man.
for sure. But today we're going to be talking about, basically we're going to give you guys a little rundown about who we are since it's our first episode. We want you guys to get familiar with the host. And then we're also going to get into our predictions for the season. Most specifically, our top 8, because those are the ones everyone really cares about, the playoffs. Because this season, when I tell you that we have been debating about the rankings, The West itself, oh my gosh. But we'll get into that a little later. First off, I'll go first, I think. Yeah, I'll go first. All right, my name is Nakeem Khan. I am 18 years of age. I am a first-year student at Ryerson University in the sport media program. So... what I'm doing right now is what I want to do for my future, you know. If I didn't want to, I wouldn't be doing this. But basketball is my passion, favorite sport by far. I am a diehard Toronto Raptors fan. So, you know, any chance I get to rub the championship in anyone's face, I will do so. I hate the Boston Celtics, especially Tommy Heinsohn. I hate his commentating. He is so boring and plain. I really despise it.
That's kind of random.
I know, but it just got on my mind, you know? Like, I need to tell people how I really feel because I really can't stand him.
For real.
Basically, other than that, I played basketball all 4 years in high school. I was surprisingly a bench warmer. I know it might sound very surprising because I sound like a very talented basketball player, and I am. But my game kind of resembles Stephen Curry because I'm brown and I eat a lot of curry, so you are what you eat. So, you know... I always jack up them threes when I can. But
I love curry, bro.
Chicken curry. My dad's chicken curry. Oh, my gosh. But besides that, I think that's enough for you guys to know right now. You guys should keep listening, and you guys will learn more and more about me. You know what, Malik? Let's hear a little bit about you.
All right. Well, my name is Malik Mehta Marrera. First of all, I'd like to start this podcast for thanking my boy Nakeem for allowing me to be on this show. You know, it's an amazing experience, and I really appreciate it. And, you know,
this guy's gassing you up.
Yeah, bro, gassing you up, bro. Yo, you deserve it. Yo, especially you wearing that Lowry throwback.
Yo, you know,
Huskies jersey,
I have to
bro?
Come with the Huskies jersey. Oh, you know, they can't see it, but I'm wearing the Huskies Lowry jersey, you know.
Hey, that's fire. I like that, bro. Well, I'm from Richmond Hill, North Richmond Hill. I'm 18 years old.
Shout out to Richmond Hill.
Hey, let's do it. Oaks gang, everyone knows what's up. And honestly, I didn't think I was going to get into the sports media program, but when I found out on June 26th, when I was actually graduating from high school, it was probably the best phone calls I've ever had in my life. And like, I was jumping, and it's amazing because I've watched and played sports all my life, coming from a soccer background to a basketball background from my mom and dad's families. And, you know, it's been an amazing experience so far. I've met a lot of friends, and they exposed me to a lot of more sports. And, you know, it's just a truly great experience. And I'm looking forward to just jumpstarting my career with my friends and just enjoying the vibe, talking about basketball. You know, it's my favorite sport. As well as Nakeem, I'm also a diehard Toronto Raptors fan, you know, always repping the six.
Of course, of course.
You know what I'm saying?
Chip City.
Chip City, let's do it, bro. Honestly. Can't wait to get that next ring.
Back to back.
Underrated, bro. They're doubting
Kawhi?
Us right
Kawhi
now.
Who? What did Kawhi really do for us?
You want to know what happened? Absolutely nothing. You want to know what happened? Kawhi was the fun guy, right? Kawhi was the fun guy, like he said. But when he left the team and went to the Clippers, he turned to fungi. You get it?
To fungi?
Fungus.
Oh, that's
my
corny.
Gosh.
That's corny.
I can't support that.
You kept that one to yourself.
Yes.
Everyone loved that, bro. People would like that. People would like that, man.
Oh, my God.
Anyways. See, I'm going off topic here. But anyways, you know, thank you for letting me be on this podcast. It's amazing, you know? And the next guy... is my boy, my shooter.
We're out here, man. I'm Justin. I'm gonna be the mediator, I guess, of this podcast. You know,
that's right.
Just gonna say what I say and do what I do.
So like Molly Karam?
Nah. Let's not go that far. Come on, stop it. Stop it. Yeah, like these guys said, you know, being in the sports media program, it's cool. You get to meet a bunch of new faces, made a lot of good friends, and we're just here to talk ball. That's what this is all about. That's what this podcast is all about. I love basketball just like these guys, you know. I don't know, I wouldn't go as far to say the Raptors are my favorite team, but I was very, very pumped when they won. This should be a good NBA season, you know. There's a lot of good storylines to talk about. LeBron, AD, Clippers, you know, the Blazers. Let's see if they can get over the hump Dame, who turned into a rapper, which is, you know, interesting.
Shout out to Dame Dalla.
Woo!
Who won that beef? Shaq or Dame? We'll talk about it a little bit. Who won that beef?
Okay, just who do you think won? You don't have to state why. Who do you think won?
Okay, honestly, I've been listening to Dame Dalla since last year. But honestly, my favorite track is that Lil Wayne track off his album. But like,
that Lil Wayne track aside
from that, I know Shaq has had some tracks back in the 90s.
He was on a track with Big.
On a track with Big. That's crazy. Come on. Honestly, I think it's really tough. I'm gonna take Dame, only because I think that his platform is
No. Don't explain why. Just say who you.
So okay, I'm taking Dame.
You got Dame. Who do you got?
I got Shaq.
You got Shaq. I'm gonna go with Shaq too.
It's Shaq. Yeah, but anyways,
and
yeah.
Back to the introduction. Yeah. You know, sports has always been a huge part of my life. You know, hockey, basketball, football, soccer. So it's fun to sit here and talk about it, kick back with some friends, and, you know, talk sports. There's nothing better than to sit around and talk about sports. So
This
should be fun.
For sure. You said that the Raptors were not your favorite team. So do you have a favorite team?
No, I try to stay in the middle.
Middle?
Especially now.
You're neutral.
Like, kind of being in this profession. I try to be as neutral as I can. I don't really root for anybody in particular. Obviously, I have a bias towards Toronto because that's where we are. But general, I try to not when it comes to LeBron. LeBron is that's my guy. So anything LeBron, I'm a defend him. I'll still defend him. Yeah. So I'm a LeBron supporter. After LeBronto,
it's so hard. It's like I've been scarred, and it's like it's like every time I talk about LeBron, it's like that wound just keeps getting opened up to that 2016 Eastern Conference Finals, but more specifically that 2017. And 2018 semifinals. Oh my gosh.
You know, I got a huge secret to tell you guys. I know you guys are gonna be upset at me. But 6 years ago, we were renovating like my bedroom and stuff. My mom bought a LeBron James 2011-2012 Miami Heat decal, and it's still up in my room to date. It's still there. I support that. Every year I'm like, I gotta take it off. But he's just there. Like, I see him staring with those eyes. He's about to dunk. Like, I'm like, yo, this guy's ferocious. But I mean, I want to scratch him out so bad.
He's
LeBron the goat. And oh my God.
But let's like, leave whatever. The goat talk for another day, because like that goat talk is.
I feel that.
But he's definitely up there for sure. I think everyone can agree it's top two, him and Jordan.
Top one, but you know.
Him and Jordan.
We got to do that debate soon. Jordan and LeBron.
Yeah, top two, and he's not two. So, yeah.
All right.
Let's do it. Yeah, let's get into it.
All right, so today we're going to be talking about our predictions for the 2019-2020 NBA season. We're going to mostly focus on the top eight, so the playoffs, who we feel are going to be playoff teams. So let's have Malik go first. We're going to start off with the Eastern Conference. Because the Eastern Conference is, I think, consensusly, it's more easy to figure out who's going to be in the East. Everyone has at least, like, the first six. But then the West is where it gets interesting.
The West is crazy. That's fair.
All right, so let's start off with the East. Malik, let's hear what you got. Let's go from eight going up.
All right, from eight going up. Okay, so honestly, the eighth spot was the hardest that I had to pick between two teams from the East. Because I know that Orlando... Originally, I think that they have to make some moves in order to stay a fringe playoff team. Although they're in the process of developing Markel Fultz, you know, I think honestly it's between Atlanta and Orlando for the eighth spot. Like, I can't choose. Like, the production of Trae Young we've been seeing through the past 2 to 3 games is amazing. Although he got injured, he's having an MRI today. Honestly, I think it's gonna be very close. I'm gonna take Orlando. Over Atlanta right now. I think Atlanta just needs one more year. Just one more year, and then they're going to get in the playoff run. But I'm going to take Orlando for the eighth spot.
Safe bet. Prayers up to Trae Young. He's having a great start to the year.
For sure,
first two games was averaging about 40 points a game on 58% field goal shooting.
Yeah, he's not turning the ball over either.
He's not turning the ball over either. So he's. But I agree with you. Atlanta needs a few another year. They're still very young, and they don't have that much veteran leadership besides Vince Carter.
How do you guys feel about Vucevic though for Orlando? Do you think he? Do you think he's a superstar, a star? What's your feeling on him?
Well, I want him to be good because I don't want to believe that All-Star year was a fluke because I feel like he has talent, he has skill. But after what I saw what Marc Gasol did to him against the Raptors this past week, and Marc Gasol wasn't even playing that great defensively, and most of these shots were like basic post-up hooks, turning the shoulder, left hook, right hook, and they're open shots and he's missing them. So I think he needs to fix up his game a little bit more, but I would really say he's a fringe all-star. So probably if you have him on a team for a championship winning team, I don't even think he's your third best player. I think fourth.
Do you think he's enough to carry the Magic into the playoffs, or do you think they need another guy?
They need another guy.
They need to go trade for another guy?
Definitely another guy.
You don't
guy.
Think Aaron Gordon has enough either? Or I just want to get like your feeling on the Magic as a whole more so. Do you feel like...
Personally, I don't think Aaron Gordon is enough. I think that he's pretty inconsistent when it comes to, like, you know, the coach, specific rotations, you know, trying to get those matchups going, switching on defense and, like, deciding which player fits best with playing, like, with another player. So I think that they need to make a couple moves. I think that, honestly, Augustine is getting a bit old. I think he's still producing like good numbers. He's a team player. You can see that he has chemistry with other like individuals on the team. But I think they need to make some moves that like generates kind of that superstar, someone that kind of motivates the team, kind of pushes them a bit further to like new heights, kind of breaking down those barriers. Because I know Orlando could do it. I know they can. They're getting there. They're getting there.
I guess what I'm saying or what I'm trying to get at is I believe that the Magic could actually win a playoff series this year.
You believe so?
I believe so.
You believe so?
For sure. Because even last year, going into Toronto, a hostile environment, you know, we the
one
North.
Game. One
I get
game.
It. I get it. It's one
Augustine.
Game. I get it. It's one game, and DJ played his absolute heart out.
Yeah,
but
for sure.
If they play as a team, kind of similar to I don't know, like the Spurs or even a less talented Warriors team. I'm not comparing them to the Warriors team, obviously.
For sure.
But I'm just saying, if they play as a team instead of the individual, which we saw a lot of when they played the Raptors last game, I think they do have enough pieces. I think Aaron Gordon could be an All-Star. I'm not saying that
no,
he will be.
He definitely has.
I'm not saying that he will be, but he does have the tools
to
be an all-star.
Athletically, so he has he can shoot the ball for sure.
Uh-huh, yeah.
He has the defensive abilities because he has a good lateral quicks. He's athletic enough to hang with the faster forwards. If he's guarding like a LeBron, he has the build to at least hold his own in the post. But it's just the effort, I think, that comes down to it.
And remember, 100%. Fultz is a number one pick, guys. Marco Fultz was the number one pick in the draft.
Jeff Weltman, the coach... For the, what's it called? I mean, not the coach, the general manager for the Orlando Magic. He absolutely got a steal with that Markelle Fultz deal, for sure. If someone's offering you a number one overall pick, and all you got to do is give a first-round pick, and who they give, Jonathan Simmons?
Yeah, and a
come on.
Pick, yeah.
Come on.
Fultz was a number one pick. Aaron Gordon was a top five pick. Terrence Ross was a top 10 pick. This is not a bad team, guys.
It's not a bad team.
It's
yeah.
not a bad
at
team.
All.
They have enough to at least win a playoff series. I'm not saying that they will, of course, because, you know, I think coaching-wise, they're not the best. No disrespect to Clifford, but
yeah.
I just don't feel that they're coached well enough to win those close games, as we saw in the playoffs last year. But overall, I think if Orlando does make a move to get maybe, I don't know, like a CP3 or something, I think that... That's enough. That would probably, I would say that they'd probably get like Milwaukee or somebody like that. But
yeah, they need a suitor. I think that Orlando has one of the league's most underrated staffing, like staff. I think in general, I think that the development and like Markelle Fultz kind of easing him shows like kind of more trust. And honestly, I think they could do it. I think they could even.
All right, Stetson, what is your opinion on the Orlando Magic?
I think the Magic are probably one of the most dysfunctional franchises in the last 10, 15 years. I mean, they had that great run back when it was like 2008, 2009, back when like Dwight Howard was like the best center in the league.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Yes, sir.
But like, I mean, what? They have like Markelle Fultz now. That was a nice pickup. I like that pickup, I'm not gonna lie. But I mean, Aaron Gordon, I think he's very overrated, you know. Not a lot of people would know his name if it wasn't for the dunk contest. That's my opinion. You know, look at Justin looking at me.
Justin had him as all-star potential this year.
Potentially.
I got mixed feelings.
I can see all-star potential.
He has all-star game. That's what I'm trying to get
at. Yeah,
yeah. I
can respect an all-star, but I just think he's overrated.
That's fair.
I mean, like, okay, one person I think is super underrated, Nikola Vucevic.
Oh.
This guy averages, like, for the last, like 5 years, like 20 and like 10, 20 and 12. Last year was his first All-Star appearance.
Were you saying that last year in the playoffs?
I wasn't. I will say this, though. If the Raptors had JV against like any of those teams, JV would have gotten bodied.
Oh, for sure. For sure. I'll defensively?
I will take Vucevic over JV. I will take Brook Lopez over him. I will take Embiid over him. And I will take Cousins over him. Gasol was huge. Okay, but back to the Magic. I don't have the Magic making the playoffs. I have them as my 11 seed.
11. Okay.
The coaching staff is okay. I mean, there's just not too many like key bench players that I think can make a huge impact this season. Besides Vucevic, Gordon, Fultz, Terrence Ross, he's okay, but
what about Mo Bamba?
I'm not going to get into Mo Bamba right now.
And not the song. We're not talking the song.
I was just about to do it, bro.
We're talking the player.
You want to know my...
Who's been invisible.
You want to know my thoughts about the player Mo Bamba? I like the song.
Oh, man.
Yeah, right. I just don't see the Magic going far.
Yeah. Yeah. I think we can all kind of agree with that. Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, I'm just saying a lot of things need to happen for them to... win a playoff series, but I do think it's possible.
I think potential is there for them to get to the playoffs, but like everything has to be executed like flawlessly.
Exactly. Yeah, I think it comes down to coaching, really. I just don't think that they're coached very well, because I know Clifford was over in Charlotte and they were pretty mediocre too. So I just, I don't want to disrespect him, of course, because he's an NBA coach.
You know, we don't want to say Clifford cursed, but we don't want to say that. We don't want to say that.
His teams generally don't do
don't show
well.
Up. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, Malik, go to your next one.
All right, so I'll go quick. So I don't know if a lot of people are gonna agree with this one, but I got Miami Heat as number 7. They're hot right now. Honestly, Tyler Herro is going off right now. You know,
Kendrick Nunn.
See, I know that Miami Heat staff and you know Eric Spoelstra, they love to develop. You know, they drafted Shabazz Napier too. So you know, that was a decent draft. They got him as 6th man when they won I believe their second championship. But honestly, I think that the team is a little bit discombobulated. I think they have a lot of rotations. A lot of teams want more. A lot of players want minutes. Dion Waiters situation, for example.
For sure.
Dragic is off the bench now. Jimmy Butler and Dion Waiters, I could see them beefing in the locker room. I could see them. You know, I was talking to Nikeem before, and you know, we were talking about how you know Jimmy Butler is more like a stand-up guy. We know he wants to win, but honestly, I think Miami Heat have to make that Chris Paul move. If anyone agrees with me here, I think they need that Chris Paul move.
The question is, what do they have to give up?
I think that they would have to give up Dragic. I think they would have to give up Waiters. Derrick Jones.
How many
picks? Honestly,
how many picks?
How many picks?
OKC's going to
first would have to be in there.
Well, they already have 7 picks. I would say 2 to 3 picks.
Two to three
plus players.
Two to three picks, or
for Chris Paul, who's like 85.
two. I'm gonna say two because I know Oklahoma's gonna ask for more. I can see them being a big group.
Look, I think with Chris Paul, I'm giving like players and like one first at a max. Like I don't think I'm throwing like if they want a second as well, maybe.
Yeah.
For Chris Paul in general, or I mean for Chris Paul,
a first and second rounder
for Chris Paul.
Oh, okay. Like I'm talking about for like a superstar.
No. If the player's right, bro, I'll give him like 4 first rounders.
Yeah, okay.
For Chris Paul, I'm giving an absolute max of 1, maybe a second rounder, just depending on like, you know, how he's playing at the time. But
that's
like,
true. And depends who else you're getting as well.
Like, I don't think he's worth the first.
Like if Chris Paul is averaging like 12 and 6, I'll be like,
for sure,
bro.
No.
Not at all.
Yeah. I think like Chris Paul would be like great fit for Miami because, you know, they have these young guys like Tyler Herro, Justice Winslow, Bam Adebayo, and I think Chris Paul would be that like veteran father for them. I think he would like teach them ways
because of his championship, how to win consistency.
Chris Paul has your championships, you know? But I mean,
can't win the big one.
You know, he can't win the big one, but you know, it's not too late, or maybe it is too late for him to turn back to the Hornets form.
Even
but
if he did go
he
to Miami.
He could be that father figure. Bam is my favorite Miami Heat player right now. I think he's their cornerstone.
Bam's really good. I like Bam.
I love Bam.
Even if he did go to Miami, they're still not winning the championship. So yeah.
They may go up on my list one spot.
Right? Yeah, he's not going to make that much of a difference. Yeah, he's not going to put them over the hump.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
I think they just need to start clearing cap space because they have a lot of players on 1 to 2 year deals. They could wait until they expire at the end of the season, hit free agency or not. So,
who do you got at number six?
Okay, so at number six, I got Brooklyn at number six. So Indiana and Brooklyn were hard because Indiana's 2-3 right now. They're gonna get hot. You know, Oladipo's gonna come back. I believe in Sabonis. They signed to a contract extension. Brogdon is balling out right now. I think they just need like a lot of chemistry. You know, they got a lot of new players, right? Jeremy Lamb. So I think Brooklyn Nets is going to be number six. I think when Durant comes back next year, they're going to take off. Probably a lot of people would disagree.
No, I agree with you. When Durant comes back, Brooklyn's going to be scary.
If Kevin Durant is at 80%, the Brooklyn Nets win the Eastern Conference.
Yeah, they're going to be scary.
Yeah. I'll agree with that.
Yeah. Especially if they keep their, like, Caris LeVert, if he goes up another notch next year, but that's a whole discussion for another day.
You know, they started DeAndre Jordan over Jarrett Allen the last game they played, so what are your thoughts on that?
It's not a bad move.
Yeah. I mean, like, I'm a big Jared Allen fan, but, like, I mean, give it a shot. DeAndre Jordan is DeAndre Jordan, you know?
He's solid, right?
Depends on the matchup, too.
The experience and everything is there, so I don't...
Jared Allen gets in foul trouble fast.
Question.
Yeah?
You guys all heard the story about Kyrie and his mood swings.
Yes. Yep.
What's your take on that?
It doesn't shock me. Kyrie seems... It? Yeah, I do.
You believe that the Nets are concerned, or...
I'm not 100% that they're concerned. I think it's more of a, hey, you know what? Like, keep your eye on this guy. We don't know, like, you know, he's... For lack of a better term, like, he's, like, unstable, in a say. But, like it doesn't surprise me. Like, we saw the Kyrie Irving drama. Like, this guy is literally claiming the Earth is flat.
Stop it.
I want to see that. Terry Rozier versus Kyrie matchup when Charlotte Hornets visit Boston.
That was
in Cleveland.
Imagine Terry balls out, like, 50 on Kyrie.
Yeah, that'd be crazy.
Rozier, that's the worst contract of the offseason.
Bro, Devontae Graham is playing better than Terry Rozier.
Yeah, Devontae Graham.
What was his contract? 58 mil for 3 years?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, Terry Rozier's contract.
With Kyrie, desperate. Right? In Cleveland, do you think it was his fault or Bron's fault?
I don't even
Let's say Kevin
him.
Loves.
Kevin Love. We're all going to blame Kevin Love.
Kevin Love and like, LeBron James beef with Tristan Thompson, too.
I just think it was... I think it's more of, like, Kyrie's ego. I think he just wanted to be alpha. He wanted to
I
be
think
the,
the thing is, like, okay. If LeBron has his way... Like, with that team, that was just a crazy team, you know? Like, the big three of, like, Kevin Love, Kyrie, and LeBron. If LeBron... And I know it's selfish of him, but, like, if LeBron literally just had his way, I think that, like...
His way in terms of Kyrie just standing in the corner?
Just him being like, hey, Kyrie, do this for me. I'll get you the ball here. Okay. Instead of Kyrie being like, hey, man, nah, I'll take the ball up. You set me a screen and I'll pull up for a three or whatnot. Like, I think Kyrie wanted to be the hero too much.
I don't know if you guys remember, but in game 7, LeBron was standing in the corner and Kyrie hit the big shot. So, I don't know. Just my thing about Kyrie is, he's a different kind of dude, you know? In Boston, he was, I don't know, he just kind of picked fights with people. In Cleveland, he just wouldn't talk to anybody. And now in Brooklyn, we're kind of seeing the same thing, so.
Like, did you guys see that one video? Like, Kevin Durant wasn't in the game. And, like, Kevin Durant's, like, behind Kyrie on the bench. And they're just chatting it up in the game.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I feel like you should be talking to your teammate. Like, the people who are actually playing.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, it's not to say you can't talk to him, but, like, include your teammates, you know?
For sure, no.
Like, maybe it's just, like, a shortened clip of what we're seeing.
Yeah.
But, like, I don't know. I just didn't think that was a great look.
I agree with you. But the Nets kind of knew what they were signing up for, right? When you go grab a guy like that, you know, a lot of baggage comes with it. Yeah. So I don't think they're too concerned. But I do think over time it will start to become an issue. And Kevin Durant needs to come back as soon as possible.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, I think Kyrie has specific mixed intentions towards like team players and like his comfort level with like the new city he's in Brooklyn. But I think it's too early in the season to tell. So we'll see what happens. You know, Caris LeVert and Kyrie, that's an underrated backcourt duo. For my fourth seed in the Eastern Conference, I have Boston Celtics. You know, I think everyone would agree with me on this one. You know,
that's Kemba, pretty high. That's pretty high in my opinion.
It's pretty high for you. Well, honestly, Toronto Raptors hasn't came up yet, bro. So
yeah, no,
I like that. Okay, so honestly, I think Kemba's gonna perform. Kemba's gonna do his thing. I think Jaylen Brown is the X factor. I think Jaylen Brown 100% is the X factor. I can see he's laughing, bro. He's laughing. But I think Jaylen Brown, you know, he just got his $150 million contract extension, and I think he has to perform well. He has to average at least 20. Gordon Hayward has to have a comeback season, and I think some of them are going to be good. So, that's it.
Wait, so Celtics at 5?
Celtics at 4.
Okay.
Yeah, no, I'm putting them ahead of the Pacers.
Pacers? Yeah. Understandable. What's your thoughts on that?
I don't like Boston at all. Isaiah Thomas, I didn't like Boston.
Oh, really?
I didn't like Boston when they got Kyrie Irving. I never thought they were a good team. And remember, guys, Jason Tatum is only 20 years old.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay.
This is why I hate Tommy Heinsohn.
No, but there's just nothing about Boston that interests me. I know if Gordon Hayward doesn't get hurt, then maybe my mind changes, but I still don't think so. I never thought he was that guy anyway. I just thought he was a guy that stuffed the stat sheet in Utah. I didn't really see him make a difference. For me, it's about impact. Like, when you're on the court, do you affect wins and losses? Anybody can go stuff the stat sheet. You play a guy 40 minutes, he'll give you 20 plus points.
Yeah, these are NBA players.
These guys are
the
best of the best.
Yeah.
So that doesn't interest me, but when coach puts you in the game, does the score change? And for me, nobody on Boston does that. Kemba hasn't proven it. Tatum hasn't proven it. Brown hasn't proven it. Hayward definitely hasn't proven it when he was over in Utah. So, I don't know. I'm just not big on Boston. I kind of have to see it to believe it. I know they made the conference finals a couple years back. But remember, I think in the first round of that series, or whenever they played Milwaukee, they didn't win a home game. They didn't win a road game.
Yeah, yeah.
All their games won were at home.
Yeah, yeah.
That proves that they can't go on the road and win.
Yeah, I think they rely on their home court too much.
Exactly.
So they have a good home court.
Boston has one of the...
Any Boston
best,
sports
in quotation
team.
Marks, best fans.
Yeah,
in
I
the
think they've
don't
fans.
Even get started with Boston fans. Going into,
you know, I know Nakeem right here doesn't like Boston, but there's three players that are intriguing for me.
Three players.
Carson Edwards.
Carson Edwards. Love him.
Who gets no minutes?
Ready for this one? The Time Lord. If anyone knows who I'm saying, bro.
Robert.
2 years, bro, or next year. That's it. He's taking off. Robert Williams.
What do you mean by taking off?
That's it. I think after Enes Kanter, I think he's gonna be defensive player of the year next year.
I'm gonna say defensive player of the year next year.
Whoa.
That is a bold prediction.
I'm saying defensive
Robert
player of the year next
Williams,
year. Robert
bro.
Williams.
Defensive player of the
that
year
was
next
probably
year. Next year.
The
I have no reaction to that. How do you
That was probably the worst thing I've ever heard of. I think that was the dumbest thing I've ever heard of.
Robert Williams. For defensive player of the year next year.
Next year, next year.
Are you
year.
Kidding me?
Next year. He's small, but I think if they
next
shift him to the
four
spot.
Next year as in like this season or like 2021?
No, next season. 2020, 2021.
I still don't
knowing
even
that
know
Kawhi
that.
Kawhi Leonard still plays in the NBA.
And you still
Draymond
got
Green
still
Rudy
plays
Gobert.
In the NBA.
Yeah, Rudy Gobert.
Rudy
still
Gobert still plays in the NBA, if I'm not mistaken.
My words.
Maybe he'll be the defensive player of the year for the Celtics. But not for the entire
season.
Stop it.
All right, let's get on to number three. Who you got number three?
Okay. Between Philadelphia and Toronto, I'm taking Toronto at number three, but I would not hesitate to put Toronto at number two. I will not hesitate. People are gonna be mad at me at that one, but not everyone here.
Toronto at three.
I'm gonna stay Toronto at three.
All right.
I'm gonna stay Toronto at three. You know, I think that's the best spot for them to be right now, unless things change when it comes to the trade deadline. If they keep this consistency up, you know, Lowry's averaging 22 points, averaging more than 5 boards, averaging more than 5 assists.
Yeah,
you know, what else can you ask for from this man? These guys. Pulling his heart out. And, you know, honestly, Siakam's been doing amazing. I think Gasol has to keep up that consistency a bit more.
Gasol has to step up. If he keeps playing the way he plays, bro, this guy's going to be gone at the deadline.
He's going to be gone, yeah.
Yeah. I think Serge
we'll get like a ball rack for him.
Our best player off the bench right now. Serge has been our best
player. Serge. He's done so well. He's done so productive. He's hitting buckets like it's crazy.
How do you guys feel about, sorry for cutting you off. How do you guys feel about Terrence Davis?
I feel absolutely nothing.
I love him.
I feel nothing.
You got two sides of the spectrum.
I feel how I did when I woke up.
Yeah, I don't feel any better. I don't feel any worse.
Love
it's just whatever.
A lot of
it's
Raptor fans
guy.
Are like putting him to the Fred Van Vliet pedestal, which I think
slow
is...
down.
Like, I wouldn't go that far.
Do we know what Fred... Okay, guys. Fred Van Vliet was a winner in college. This guy won. He took Wichita State. Do we know where Wichita State even is? Do you know where it is?
Kansas.
Okay, we got one.
I didn't know that.
Kansas. we can pull, I don't know what, 100 Canadians, and they would not find Wichita State on a map.
Facts.
So this
you can also pull 100 Americans. Let me just put that way. They wouldn't know where that is either.
Correct. So this guy took a team to the Final Four. The Final Four. I think twice, wasn't it? Wasn't it twice?
Yeah, I think it was twice.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure, yeah.
Do you know who is...
This guy's a winner, and he can prove that he can play in the NBA.
He was undrafted.
I don't think anyone could compare to him right now.
So we're not gonna compare him to Terrence Davis.
I mean, Fred Van Vliet was... Sorry to cut you off again, but it's like Fred Van Vliet was, in my opinion, robbed of Sixth Man of the Year 2 years ago over Lou Williams.
Agreed.
Listen, Lou Williams, he's the greatest sixth man of all time, but that season Fred Van Vliet had...
Jamal Crawford might have something to say about that.
I just think that's fair enough.
Yeah.
But I just think, like, that season in specific.
Tony Kukoc?
Nah.
I only know more about that post because my uncle. Just me.
Nah, I don't know. Terrence Davis, though, he's... I don't have an opinion on the guy yet.
I don't have an opinion on him either. I don't know. He just... I have to see it to believe it, you know? Even with Siakam, like, I have to see it to believe it. At first, when the Raptors drafted him, I'm like, okay, just another dude to fill our bench. But he's proven to be... an all-star caliber player. So with Terrence Davis, I have to see him perform in the regular season, not the preseason where no one's trying. I have to see him perform when it matters.
Sorry, real quick, can we talk about Matt Thomas?
Let's do it.
Yep. I'm a big fan of Matt Thomas.
Big fan as well.
Big fan. Okay, like what Matt. He's played like, what, one game so far?
The Chicago game.
Yeah, he had like 6 minutes. He was 2-for-3 from three. Like back in the EuroLeague, on open threes, I don't know if you guys know this.
Oh, say the stat,
you know. You know the stat. I don't know if you guys know.
Do not know the stat. Please tell me.
And I'm not even fishing this out of, like, anywhere. This is, like, a genuine true stat. You can look this up on Basketball Reference. In the EuroLeague, on open shot threes, Matt Thomas shot 99%.
99%.
He was something like 161 for 162. And on contested threes, he was, like, 47%. Wow. That's, like, better than 90% of the NBA's open shot three.
Mm-hmm.
So are you saying he's going to shoot that in the NBA?
I'm saying I want to see him play minutes. Okay. I'm saying Nick Nurse needs to find a way to get him in off the bench.
It's just his defense is a little suspect.
So he's Jimmer Fredette, but taller.
Moving on.
All right, so number two, let's go.
Okay, number two. I'm taking Town of Brotherly Love, Philly, 76ers.
Philly.
And number one, obviously, I got Milwaukee. The Bucks.
Right. The Bucks win 60 this year?
I think if Bucks don't make the finals this year, it's gonna make it a lot harder for the Bucks to get Giannis because the year after Toronto Raptors, you know, are in the race.
Giannis 2021.
Giannis to Toronto.
So honestly,
we have Danforth. Just show them the whole population.
Shout out
to bring this
guy
a taste of Danforth.
Yo, we have a family
max.
And a community for you already, Giannis. Already, but I think that the loss of Brogdon was
I think Brogdon's huge.
I honestly think it was
let's
a
take
huge
in, sorry the loss of Brogdon and Mirotić going back to the EuroLeague.
Mirotić is a sharp shooter.
I mean,
so unexpected.
He didn't really show up in the Toronto series, but
I think that's the reason why he left. Like, they barely played him in that Toronto series after he was getting torched by Fred Van Vliet and, like, any Toronto guard on that.
Steph Curry was getting torched by Fred Van Vliet.
Oh, my God.
Fred Van Vliet wanted no smoke with this guy.
Yo, Van Vliet is genuinely the reason that the Warriors dynasty is over.
Exactly.
Take that in.
Van Vliet was talking to KD, too, you know? Yeah. Talking smack. You know, Van Vliet never backs down. I love that
mentality.
There
was that one clip where he, like, went up into KD's face.
Yeah, I was like, yo, get it.
He's
like, yo, I'm here, bro.
All right. Let's go. We already talked about basically all the Eastern teams, but we're going to go through the rest of our predictions for the East. For this episode, probably the next episode, we'll go through the West just because of time. But I'll go for me. I also have the Magic at 8. I just don't see them doing anything drastic this year. Number 7, I got Miami. Because of Jimmy Butler, I think he'll be enough to will them to the playoffs this year. I got Brooklyn at number 6. I think Kyrie needs a little bit more help because I think LeVert and Dinwiddie are going to be a little bit too inconsistent for them. 5, I got the Pacers. Without Victor Oladipo to start the season, I think they're going to get off to a slow start. But once they find their stride, they're going to be a tough team to deal with. I got Celtics at number 4, right in the middle of things. But that Celtics-Pacers matchup in the playoffs, if that's how it turns out to be, is going to be a really good one. I got Raptors number 3. People are underrating them because they lost Kawhi, but Siakam's made a jump. OG Anunoby is looking real nice, especially defensively. Bucks, I got number 2. I think Brogdon, Mirotić is going to be a big loss for them. And then Philly, I think, has to be number one. They're easily one of the best defensive teams in the East, if not the best. And if Ben Simmons takes another jump offensively, that's going to be huge for them.
I thought you were going to say if Ben Simmons takes another three, they're going to go far.
See? I like how Nakeem and I think alike, bro.
All right,
see,
I'll cut
except for that. Most of them were basically the exact same.
Except for that Philadelphia Bucks thing, bro.
Can I ask a quick question, guys? Where do you guys see the Pistons in all this?
Let me get to my standings. So at number eight in the East, I have the Detroit Pistons.
Okay.
I disagree. I'm sorry, bro.
I'm saying a 42-40 season, barely getting in, assuming that is enough to get in.
Yeah, it
will be. It should be.
Usually it's like right 500.
It's the East. They might.
Yeah. Even below,
a couple seasons ago, like some team that was like, you know, like 40-42 got in.
I swear, when the Bucks made it before they had, when Giannis blew up with Brandon Jennings, I swear they're under 500.
Yeah.
Monte Ellis and stuff. I swear they're under 500.
38-44 can probably
get you into. Like the East is not anything, but yeah, continue.
Yeah, so back on the Pistons. My boy D Rose, this guy has been balling this season.
Game winner.
Again, it's still early season, and Derrick Rose is Derrick Rose. He's a very unhealthy player just in general. But I don't know. I really like Luke Kennard, you know, Andre Drummond, Mark Morris, Langston Galloway. Like, I like the team that they've got. So I see the Pistons.
Did you mention Blake Griffin?
He's injured right now, though.
He's going to come back, though.
Yes, but I mean, that's a given. Blake Griffin is Blake Griffin.
Okay.
I want to hear your thoughts on Reggie Jackson.
So number seven, Reggie Jackson.
He is not a starting level point guard.
No.
He's not at all.
He's not even a backup. In my opinion.
Derrick Rose,
I think they need to trade him.
Derrick Rose is playing 25 minutes a game and dropping 30.
That's what I'm saying. I just don't see how he fits
in. But no one's comparing Derrick Rose to Reggie Jackson.
I know, but I'm just saying, if you have the person who's coming behind you.
If you're Dwayne Casey, you mean, yeah.
Like, and he's dropping 30 and you're out there laying an egg while you're starting, probably playing like 30 plus minutes a game. Like, they gotta do something about Reggie Jackson. Anyways, so
like the ultimate Reggie Jackson style lines, like 20 minutes, like 5 points, 2 assists, and like a rebound.
Yeah,
not enough.
Like, it's like, oh, okay, that's adorable.
Poor point guard play.
Yeah.
Okay, going on to number seven, though, I have the Miami Heat.
Agreed.
You know, just like Nakeem and Malik, like, I like the team that they've got. I'm a big Jimmy Butler fan. Off the court, he's got some issues, but I just think Jimmy Butler, Tyler Herro, Bam Adebayo, I think that team can do something this year. Not win the championship, obviously, but I think they can make the 7th seed. 6, I got Brooklyn. Again, not really going to be a contender until KD gets back, but still have a solid team in Allen, LeVert, and Kyrie. Then at 5, I have Boston. I think Boston.
Okay.
I think this team can be overrated. Kemba Walker, it really depends on him. You know, he is, in my opinion, one of the best point guards in the game based off of his Charlotte playing skills. I need to see how he does in a full season to really get him, because I think that his stats are a little inflated right now.
Yeah, for sure.
To 4, I have the Pacers. I loved the offseason that the Pacers had. I think it was super quiet. Plus, when Oladipo gets back, I think this team can do some damage. 3, I have Toronto. People forget that in games Kawhi was inactive last season, the Raptors were on pace for 63 wins. That's more than, like, listen, they would not have gotten 63 wins, but still, it's about being on pace.
Yeah.
63 was more than the Bucks got. Like, that was more than the first team in the league.
I knew the Raptors were for real without Kawhi. I think it was a back-to-back where they played in L.A. They played the Clippers.
And then Golden State.
And then they
State.
Went to Golden State the next day.
Without Kawhi.
Without Kawhi and blew the brakes off these guys.
I was like, this is something. This
that's
is
when
I'm pretty sure there was
for.
One game last season as well where it was versus the Lakers. I don't think we had Kawhi.
Yeah.
And we were up like 30 in the almost 30 in the first quarter.
For sure, yeah. That's when I knew, like, hey, these guys are legit. Like, these aren't the same Raptors from, you know, 2016 or 2015 or whatever. Continue.
2nd, but it's really a tie-up. It's obviously going to be Milwaukee or Philly as number 1 and number 2. I want to say Philly number 1 just because that starting lineup is absurd.
Yep.
Like, it is ridiculous. The depth they have there, it's just crazy. But on the other hand, Giannis is Giannis. And I know it sounds cliche, but it's like, besides the Golden State Warriors, like, how many teams that have had like a perfect starting five have really been the one seed? Like, you look back to the Clippers when they had Lob City.
Yeah.
Where it was like J.J. Redick, Blake Griffin, Chris Paul, I'm blanking, but anywho, the starting five was good, but it was like it just didn't get anywhere. So I think for that reason, I'm gonna stick with Milwaukee at number one and Philly at number two.
All right.
I think George Hill has some.
Fire through them.
For my eight, I got the Orlando Magic. I believe they could be potentially a dangerous eight seed. My seventh seed, I got the Pacers, and I'll explain why.
Okay, that's well.
They started off pretty slow, and Oladipo isn't back yet. And I know he's supposed to come back soon, but I don't think it'll be in time for them to gel with the new group that they have with Brogdon and those guys. So I think it's going to give them time, but they're going to be a seven seed to watch. Like, I wouldn't be surprised if they upset the two seed. My number six would be the Miami Heat. Of course, you know, Jimmy Butler going there, he gives them another punch. I don't blame Jimmy for going to Miami just because it's Miami, you know. You get to live on the beach, you get to look outside, you know, the beautifulness of living in Miami and being young. I don't blame him for going there, but I do think that he chose money over winning, of course, being
and
in Philly.
The women. The you know, women.
I didn't even mention that. Imagine being off topic, guys. Imagine being young.
Where's this going?
Having a lot of money. And living in Miami.
I go to Miami every year. That is like, I got my aunt and uncle living in there. Oh, so like,
see? It's, oh my
the
gosh.
The view is probably amazing.
Oh man.
Anyways,
okay. I gotta take a trip out there one time. Okay. So then after that, I have the Boston Celtics. I am not high on the Celtics, but I do think Brad Stevens is a smart enough coach to get his team to win a couple games, obviously. And remember, guys, Jason Tatum is only 20, okay? So.
Super sorry. Like, with. 10 seconds. Jaylen Brown, he got that huge contract. He has more career turnovers than assists.
That is absurd. I did not even know that.
Take that in. Yeah. All right, continue. I had to put that out there.
No, please. It just adds to my point of the Celtics being overrated.
They're so overrated.
I just don't see them.
I had them at five, and I'm like,
I just think Brad Stevens is kind of, he's good enough.
He's a fantastic coach. No disrespect to him. He is an amazing coach, I think.
Remember when they were comparing him to Popovich? Like, that was hella disrespectful, don't you think?
Yeah, like
to Popovich, yes. Popovich is...
Like, what he's doing to San Antonio right
now. Pop is pop. Like, the Spurs are 3-0 right now.
Okay. And then after that, I got the Nets. I think Kyrie Irving is just a superstar, man. People pay to see this guy dance on people. I just believe that... I know in Cleveland he didn't win games on his own, but he was young. He was a baby. In Boston, we saw what they did without him. But this guy, he's unbelievable. So I got them pretty high. And then after that, I got the Bucks at number three. I think Giannis is probably the most overrated player in the NBA.
Wow.
Over in FIBA, he got exposed by Brazil and a 40-year-old. They just dared him to shoot. And that's what the Raptors did. They just dared him to shoot, and he proved that he can't shoot. And that's going to be a problem in this NBA. If this was 1996 or the 80s, hey, have at it. Have at it, Giannis. Come on, just take us take.
Can you imagine if someone of like Giannis's skill set was in like the like Stockton era?
Yeah, it'd be absurd. It'd be absurd. Yeah, so
absolutely.
This guy would average like 50.
Literally, he would average 50. He'd That's be Shaq, but just thin and committed to the game. So
number two.
Number two, I got the Raptors. Hey. The defending champs, the Raptors. I believe that with them, it's going to be chemistry. They know pretty much the whole gang is coming back except for Kawhi and Danny. So they know how to play together, and they will win a bunch of games at home.
I think the big thing with the Raptors is like they know now what it takes to win a championship.
Right.
Like, you see that Dwayne Casey thing where Nick Nurse was getting upset at Hollis Jefferson and Stanley Johnson because they weren't putting in the effort.
Yeah, for sure. They've been there before. They know what it takes to win. They saw how this country reacted to them winning. It's something that they probably didn't expect. It's something that I sure didn't expect. I'd expect to see 2 million people on the street, but you know, I did, and I just honestly believe that the Raptors will be the second seed in the NBA. I mean, in the Eastern Conference, and my number one seed would be the Philadelphia 76ers. What's not to love about the Sixers? They have the best big in the league. They have a top five point guard in the league. They have one of the best two guards in the league in terms of defense in Josh Richardson. They have Tobias Harris, he's a borderline all-star.
And he is an all-star, in my opinion.
Oh, he's okay. Yeah, he is an all-star.
Like, he was averaging 20 points when he got traded from the Clippers.
Exactly. So there you go. And they got Al Horford, who He's seasoned. He's been there before.
My favorite player on the 76ers right now is Horford.
If the Sixers are struggling and Ben doesn't really know what to do, he can just sit with Al and talk about it. Embiid, if he's getting bodied in the post by, I don't know, Marc Gasol, he can talk to Al Horford about it. He brings that veteran presence that the Sixers didn't necessarily have last year, and I think that's going to propel the Sixers to where they want to go.
Okay.
Great list from all of us. I want everyone to leave their opinions down below in the comment section. This is the first episode of the Hoop Central podcast. We're ready for a great season ahead. This will be every week on Fridays. But that being said, thank you for tuning in, and peace out.
We'll see you next time.
Later.